Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we get real excited when our good friend Gerald Celente joins us. But folks, I told you earlier, buckle your seatbelts. Gerald takes no prisoners. He pulls no punches. So buckle your seatbelts, pull them tight. Gerald Celente is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, publisher of the Trends Journal, which is that comes out on a regular basis these days, and also the author of a great book of prophecy, Trends 2000, which I helped him launch back in the day, and he's our good friend, Gerald Celente. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good
thanks
to have you back.
Thanks for all that you do to help the on-trendpreneurs out there.
Well, I appreciate it, and you too. Hey, Gerald, gold, I think people would think that commodities ought to be going up these days, but they're going down, and gold seems to be taking a hit these days. You've been reporting on that, haven't you?
Yes. Not all commodities. I mean, we have to break them apart. For example, and everything, by the way, our system is called globalnomic. It means making connections between different fields. So when you look at what's going on, you look at things, you know, geopolitically, economically, socially, environmentally, we look at over 300 different trend categories and always making connections between different fields. I'm mentioning that because they just had a number of meetings, the IMF, the World Bank, and they're all complaining about, you know, the slowdown of the economy. Matter of fact, the Brookings Institute, just 2 weeks ago, it was almost like they copied our Trends Journal, and it was our top trends for 2016. We warned of a global recession, and they said that there was a global morass, a terrible slowdown, and they went on to mirror exactly what we were saying about 9 months ago. So the point that I'm making is that there's a global slowdown. So when you talk about commodities, why are oil prices low? Why are it was nickel and copper and all these prices well off their highs? There's too much supply and not enough demand. That's the end of the story, the beginning of it. Everybody could talk all they want about oil and this and that.
See, I differentiate between oil and gold.
All right, so I'm getting to gold now.
Okay.
Let me just say this.
The reason why oil is like this is because of technology. I mean, America's become independent from fracking. But that's a mechanical force. That's not necessarily a market force. Gold, there is no new technology for gold.
You got it. And then now going back to gold, why are gold prices off their highs? They were floating around 1350. They're up 24% at the beginning of the year.
Which is off almost a third from the highs, the ultimate highs.
Right. And again, no, not really. Actually, the ultimate high, even when it went back to, in 2011, in October, gold hit $1,927.
Yeah. Right.
But when you go back to 1980, adjusted for inflation, gold never hit its peak again. Gold was below, adjusted for inflation.
Right.
But anyway, going now back to gold, what's bringing gold prices down? Well, first of all, what happened was they knocked the pins out of gold for two reasons. First, you keep hearing the Federal Reserve Chair people FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee people, going around the country day in and day out since December, almost a year ago, after they raised interest rates for the first time in almost 10 years, a lousy 25 basis points, virtually every week. They're shooting their lying mouth off, saying that they're going to raise interest rates. They said they were going to raise interest rates four times in 2016. I'm not really good at math. But, you know, how many times have they raised them?
Why did they do that? Why did they shoot at gold like that? What was the purpose of that? What were they trying to
accomplish? The purpose of bringing down the price of gold, because if the value of the dollar goes up, it pays to hold dollars. You don't get anything holding gold.
Right.
So they're talking down gold because...
So you're saying they're trying to make... They're trying to shore up the gold as a currency of choice, as a safe harbor.
No, they're talking down gold prices.
I meant the dollar. They want the dollar to be a safe harbor currency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're talking down gold because the whole central bank scam, whether it's in the United States, whether it's the Bank of Japan, whether it's the European Central Bank, or with these negative and record low interest rates, it's a scam.
Yep. Hold on to that thought, Gerald. By the way, the record should show that in 2015, I predicted they would not raise rates that year. They didn't do it until December. In 2016, I predicted they would not raise rates. So far, I'm still on the money. 20 till, right back with Gerald Celente. I told you not to unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.